Hello, I'm Mike Salem. My dad's desire of the Christian Worship Hour was to bring comfort, hope, and encouragement from God's Word, and to bring the message of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We feel blessed to carry on this ministry through your prayers and support. We are grateful for your comments to us. A viewer from Colorado writes, I am 86 years old and live by myself. I am also miles from a church, so I appreciate CWH. I get so much out of Pastor Salem's messages. I understand and appreciate his comments. In today's message, The Christian Inheritance, Dad reveals the wonderful things we receive when we accept Jesus as our Savior. God bless your week.
I'm Pastor Salem. I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. And we're so glad that you're opening the door for us to come back into your homes and your apartments or wherever you live. Maybe you live in a tent somewhere. We're just glad we could be a part of your life and worship with you as we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. All over the world, we're all gathered to one point, the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to be thinking about the wonderful inheritance a Christian receives. You are so rich, you didn't even realize it. You have blessings, we have blessings that money could never buy. And it's all through the Lord Jesus Christ. But first of all, let's look at the psalmist in chapter 19. He said, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And Lord, that's surely our prayer today all over the world. We're coming to the feet of Jesus, and we're coming to worship. And we pray that you cleanse us from all sins, maybe secret sins, sins that maybe we didn't realize we committed, and just cleanse us and make us pure and help us as we worship you, the wonderful, wonderful God of creation. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And Barb's going to sing for us today, Till the Storm Passes By. And God bless you, Barb.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear me cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise. till the storm
passes over,
till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Passes by.
Well, thank you, Barb. And you know, in this world, we sure have the storms. We have the storms and these terrible tornadoes and all that cause problems and troubles to people. But there's other kind of problems, too. There's spiritual battles, and there's physical battles sometimes. And they're all storms, but we go to the Lord Jesus. Go to God, and God is our refuge and strength. He's our hiding place. And just go to him and tell him all about it. And he says, I know, and I'll be with you, and I'll see you through. I'll carry you through, and when time is no more, and we enter heaven's gates, those things aren't really that important at all. They're all in the past. Wonderful hope we have in Jesus. And so he is with us through the storms. Every time never fails us. Well, we've got some letters. We have to read some letters. I just get tired of people writing in, and they say they like the letters better than my sermon. And if that isn't regusting, but we will share some of them. But you're still going to get the sermon, so just hang on, and we'll give equal time at least or more. And but I know these letters are interesting. The first one comes from Greenfield, Indiana, and says, a few words, I used to watch your broadcast until something happened. Either you changed slots or I did. I enjoy your word and directness. I used to think I was a Christian until 50 years later, I found I was a liar, cheat, scoundrel, adulterer, perverted, and demented. He wrote all that. I wondered what made him think he was a Christian. You know, he says he used to be a Christian. Well, you know, you're a backslidden Christian, that's for sure. And then, but he writes and says, one day God spoke to me directly and abruptly, telling me I was a hypocrite. He was right. Yeah, he was right. I am now on the straight and narrow and couldn't be more pleased. I'm in a Christian church. Thank you for helping a lost sinner. Well, see, he was a lost sinner. But you know what? He might have been a Christian that is backslidden. Sometimes we can backslide as Christians. I know I have. And you have to be careful. And then God's Spirit will talk to you. And you'll come back to him and walk with him. And so just to be sure you stay close to Jesus as you can. And the devil, he'll just try to split you up with the Lord all he can. But the Lord is a lot greater than Satan. And you can win every time if you just call on the name of the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Here's Somerville, Massachusetts. I think the Christian Worship Hour is very spiritual and Christ-lifting for all. God bless you for your labor of love. And I do want to just tell her, this person, I can't remember if it's a man or a woman, but thank you for your labor of love, and it is a labor of love. Our musicians do without pay, and many help in the technology without pay. And we have many people that help us without pay. And we do it because we love you, and we love Jesus, and want you to hear about Jesus. And we know that if you get to know Jesus, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. You'll always be a stronger, better, happier person. Doesn't mean you won't have troubles and trials. We have them as long as we live. but you'll have Jesus to help you. You're never alone. You're like the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. And they looked in, and there were four of them in there. And the four looked like the Son of God, and that was in his pre-incarnate form before he was born. He went into there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he took care of them, and he helped them. When they got out of that furnace, they didn't even smell of the smoke. So Jesus helps us through. We don't have to perish in the troubles and trials of life. He'll help us through. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. He's so wonderful. Then let's see, Superior, Wisconsin. I wanted to give to your ministry because your ministry, you minister to my needs. Thank you so much. Well, I know why we minister to your needs, because we preach the Bible. That's where the help comes from. It isn't our wisdom. It isn't, you know, we're just like the politicians when you get to their wisdom and look what the politicians do. Lord, have mercy on us all. And so we just preach the Bible. And that's a great physician. The Lord Jesus Christ uses the Word of God to speak to hearts and souls and to help them for their spiritual needs and emotional needs and physical needs. And it's all because the Lord loves us, and helps comes from God. That's why we preach the Bible all the time. Preach the Word. Preach the Word. I had an old professor in seminary, and he said, preach the Word in season and out of season. He says there's never a time when the Word of God isn't necessary and isn't applicable. So that's exactly what we've been doing. Here's Odessa, Minnesota. How I enjoy your Sunday AM worship service. They are so down to earth for all of us to understand how important it is to have a personal relationship with Jesus, our dear Savior. Thank you. Thank you for this huge blessing. I love the new song that you write. I use it for my part with my ladies' aid devotions. All enjoy hearing the taking and taking part with them. And so the new song, she's talking about a little paper that we put out every month. And it's called The New Song. And it's a Bible study now this month. It's going to be about why we should give thanks, reasons to give thanks. It's November, so we're going to be thinking about giving thanks to God. And you can take that and you can use it sometimes. Use it for Sunday school lessons. Here's a ladies' aid. Use it for their devotions. Some of the prisoners use it for their studies in prison. And even children can enjoy these little Bible studies called The New Song. And so now when I get done with the announcements, I'm going to give the address. And you write for The New Song. And I know you're saying, I'm going to subscribe to that. What does it cost? Well, you hope you're sitting down. It doesn't cost anything. You say, well, how can you do that? It costs you something. Well, God always supplies our needs. And so we don't charge a thing because, for one thing, we have people on Social Security that don't have a lot of money to work with. We hear from prisoners all the time. One federal prison in the United States, we heard from 14 different people in that prison. And so we're happy to spread the word. And so when you give, and I hope you will give, and I'll tell you how you can do that. Get your purse ready and your wallet so you don't miss it and don't miss out on it. And I'll give you exactly how you can do it. And you can give over the internet. And if that isn't mysterious, but it's wonderful. And so I'll tell you all about that. But you ask for The New Song, and I'll give you the address in just a few minutes. Let's see. Here's Fort Myers, Florida. I enjoy your services every Sunday morning. I still have a lot of problems that my son died so young. I hope to see him again. Take care, and God bless all of you. Well, that's a great sorrow to lose a child, one of your children. I lost a granddaughter, 32 years old, with drugs. And those are hard things. You never get over those. But the Lord gives us strength, and he blesses us. And my dear granddaughter knew Jesus, and she's safe at home. and I'm going to see her again. And if your son trusted Jesus, if he believed in Jesus, you'll see him again. He'll be there by the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why I love to preach. There's hope, wonderful, wonderful hope. Here's, Des Moines, Iowa. I want to thank you all that you do. I watch you on the Sundays at 9 a.m. The singing and messages are good. I've learned a lot from your service. I've been in prison for 17 years, and you have been with me every step of the way. I'm going to be going to a halfway house in Iowa. This is a step out for me. My faith is stronger because of you. I hope you'll be here for me when I'm in my halfway house and receive your newsletters. Please pray for me that when I get to the halfway house, I'll have safety. Pray that I will get to be the halfway house soon. Your friend in Christ. Well, we'll be with you, brother. You just let us know where you're at, and we'll send our information free and postpaid. And here's a big step. He's been in prison 17 years. Now he's going to the outside world. But you won't go alone. Jesus will go with you. He'll go before you. He'll help you every step of the way. And my guess is that you'll just rejoice with your freedom and that God has something special for you to do. And you can be a witness for Christ, witness for the Savior, telling about how you lived and what were all the problems that you had and trials. And the Lord saw you through every step of the way. He'll never fail you. Here's Beresford, South Dakota. Thank you for these 7 years of you being our church on the couch. Church on the couch. I read that, I just shudder. She writes, we love you and your message about being born again in the blood of Jesus. Amen, brother. And I just shudder. And I hope you can stay awake, because I've had people on hard old church pews that went to sleep. And if you're sitting on a soft couch, Lord, have mercy. But I'll just pray the Holy Spirit just pricks you and makes you jump and makes you stay awake. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit, you'll be open to the Spirit. But thank you for writing. One more that I want to read. Hyde Park, New York. I look forward to hearing you preach twice on Saturdays. I look forward to meeting you in heaven. God bless you, Pastor, every day. Keep on keeping on. What a blessing we have, such a wonderful, loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Pray everyone will be ready to meet Jesus at the rapture or before. Your staff is outstanding. And I want to tell you something about our staff. We do have a wonderful staff. We have 6 people in our office, and they're dedicated Christians that love the Lord. And we get prayer requests, and they all pray for these requests. And they're a joy for me to work with. They just make my life. And that staff, I can't say enough about it. And when we get to Christmas, if you write in, we'll send you a Christmas card, and you'll get a picture of everybody on the staff. And that's worth the whole work of going to get the sending in for it, is to get the picture of that staff. They're all nice looking, and they're just as fine and wonderful people as you can find. Well, how do you get the new song? How do you get that picture when Christmas comes? And so where do I write? I want to give some money. Lord's laid it on my heart to give some money. This is what you do. You write to the Christian Worship Hour. Christian Worship Hour, and you use box 2002, 57402. Or here's something you can do. Listen to this: you can get the ChristianWorshipHour.com, and you'll get on there on that ChristianWorshipHour.com, and there's a place that says donate. And you hit where it says donate, and you can send money from anywhere in the world, and we'll get it in American currency, and we can use it for the proclamation of the gospel. And not just within the last 2 weeks, we received a gift from Israel, and we heard from Norway and the Philippines and Germany and all over the world. And so if you want to help us, well, we sure need your help. And we have, our gospel is given out all over the world on radio and television. Shortwave radio, 90% of the world's population. So we hope that you'll write. And I know what you're thinking. Well, what if I send them that money and then he buys a new car with it? You know, I'm 96 years old. I won't be buying a lot of new cars. I can tell you that. But I can't touch that money, and I'll tell you why. We are a member of an international organization called the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And they check every penny we get and every penny we spend. We account for every bit of it. And so when you give, it all goes to the gospel. And then if you want the new song, ask for the new songs free, and we'll be glad to send it. So you're right. Now this is what we're going to do. I'm going to say a prayer, and Jan is going to play, and you pray as the Lord leads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all who support this wonderful ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, Jan. We really appreciate it. And I'm telling you, if that kind of music doesn't jar a little money out of you, I don't know what would. Maybe the Holy Ghost, I don't know. But we'll get what the Lord lays on your heart, and that's all we care. And if we have enough, all right. If we don't have enough, we'll go fishing. So how can you beat that? We're reading from 1 Peter chapter 1 today, verses 3 to 9. 1 Peter chapter 1. And then after the scripture, we're going to have a prayer. And in our prayer, we're going to pray for Syria. We always pray for one of the persecuted church in one of the countries. And brother, I'll tell you, they're being persecuted in Syria. God have mercy on them. And so we'll pray for Syria. So Peter writes, and the first chapter beginning with the third verse, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith may be being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and the honor and glory and of the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." So Heavenly Father, we thank you first of all for all that you have given us when we become a child of God. When we are your child, we have so many blessings, blessings that money can never buy. And, O Lord, they are spiritual blessings that are eternal. and we don't even know what all of them are. And we see some of them. We're going to look at them in just a few minutes. But we thank you for the blessings we have in Jesus. And we pray that because we have those blessings, we'll be more faithful and more dedicated and more loyal. We pray. And Lord, we want to pray for our brothers and sisters in Syria today. We know the little children are being tortured in many ways, and we heard the report that maybe they were being gassed in some way. Oh, God, have mercy on those poor little things. And mothers and dads who are separated and some put to death. And yet they gladly do it because they love you. And we just pray that they'll stand firm and help them to know that they are such an encouragement to us. When I look at them, I say, I wish I was that good a Christian, that I would do that. I don't know if I would or not. I hope I would. I hope I would, but I'm not so sure. And so, Lord, bless those people and help them to know they're a blessing to us. And someday we're going to meet all those people in glory, and we're going to see them wearing the martyr's crown, those who gave themselves gladly for the dear Lord Jesus. And help us to be the same way, that we'll give ourselves to you all the time, and we'll serve you and honor you in every possible way. And we'll give you the thanks and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Melissa's going to sing for us, "I'll Walk With You," and God bless you, Melissa.
God bless you.
Friends desert you and you think that no one's there. Don't be downhearted or take comfort in despair. Just keep your head up, 'cause the sun will shine again. You're not alone, I'll be with you till the end. I'll walk with you through the silence and the thunder. When your mind begins to wander if you'll make it through the night, I'll walk with you when shadows surround you and they build a wall around you. Let my love be your light. I'll walk with you. Storm clouds gather and there's nowhere left to hide. Don't be discouraged or let darkness come inside. Just keep believing there's love not far away. You're not alone, I'll be with you every day. I'll walk with you through the silence and the thunder. When your mind begins to wander if you'll make it through the night, I'll walk with you when shadows surround you and they build a wall around you. Let my love be your light. I'm the rustle of the leaves, I'm the fragrance in the air. Even though you've never seen me, I am always everywhere. I'll walk with you through the silence and the thunder. When your mind begins to wander if you'll make it through the night, I'll walk with you when shadows surround you and they build a wall around you. Let my love be your light. I'll walk with you. with you.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Boy, that's a sermon right there in itself. I'll walk with you. I'll be with you. Whether you're in the furnace, whether you're in the flood, wherever you are, whatever you face, I'll walk with you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Sometimes you say, oh, I just don't know if God is even there. I pray I don't even know if he hears me. Oh, he hears you. Because he promised, and he'll always keep his word. And that's just wonderful to know it. I walk with the Lord, and he'll walk with me, and I'll never walk alone until I get to the pearly gates, and he'll see me into heaven, and then we'll be together forever. Well, we want to talk about the great inheritance that we receive when we become Christians. When we become Christians, we receive some wonderful blessings that we don't even realize. For instance, we have the blessing of being born again. And then we are baptized into the body of Christ, baptized with the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. That's a great blessing. We're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and he'll never leave us or forsake us. He'll guide us in all through life. And Jesus says, when he told his disciples, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit, he'll indwell your body, and he will be with you forever. Forever. And so he was with you all the way till you get to glory. And then we have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have no idea of all the blessings we have in the Lord Jesus. Peter enumerates just a few of them. He says in 1 Peter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed with us all these spiritual blessings. And he says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, because we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 5. And so look at what he says. Look at that inheritance. He gives us five things about it. He says, first of all, it's incorruptible. It's just like God, in the incorruptible God. It's never changing and it's never ending. Romans 1:23 talks about that. Or it's undefiled. It's like our great high priest, holy, harmless, and undefiled from sinners, higher than the heavens. And Hebrews 7:26 talks about that. Or he says that fadeth not away. They're like Jesus. It never dims, never fades, only becomes more beautiful. More beautiful and loving, Hebrews 13:8. Or he says it's reserved for us in heaven, like the treasure we now have where moths and rust cannot destroy. It's all set away for us in heaven. This wonderful, wonderful, all of these wonderful blessings and inheritance. And then 36th, it says we're kept by the power of God. It's just like our salvation. We will never lose our salvation. John 10:28. And we never lose it because God holds us in his hand. We no hold God, God holds us. So let's look at some of these wonderful things he's given us. The first thing I put down was we receive the forgiveness of sin. Paul, preaching in Antioch in Pisidia, declared, therefore let it be known unto you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Acts 13:38-39. Sins, my goodness, we all have them, don't we? Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10 says, that there's none righteous, no, not one. And so there's no problem. There's no problems, no sin with a problem of sin in heaven, because it's all washed away and it's all taken away, and we're pure as we stand before the Lord. Listen to God. as he talks about Revelation 21, verse 27. And therein shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they were written in the Lamb's book of life. And so you better have that wonderful perfection. You better have that wonderful blood of Jesus Christ and that wonderful cleansing. And because with that, we are perfect and we're established in heaven forever. So we have Calvary and we have the old rugged cross. Jesus goes to the cross. He sheds his blood to pay for our sins. And so John 1:7 says, without the shedding of blood, there shall be no remission of sins. And so we sing the song, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And praise his name. Jesus not only washed all my sins away, but he clothed me in his righteousness. He made me pure by the blood of the Lamb. And then he made me perfect and he clothed me perfectly. Isaiah 61 verse 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be holy in my God. For in him he hath clothed me in the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth himself with her jewels. Don't you see it? It isn't me, it is Jesus. We have the wonderful forgiveness of sins. What a wonderful thing we have in Christ. And then he goes on and he says, we have accepted and we are accepted and loved by God. The prophet talks about that, the prophet Isaiah. He tells us in Isaiah 32, verse 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And so our hearts are all settled. We don't worry about a thing because we're in the blood of Jesus, safe and secure forever. Just think of it. Our sin and our ugliness that came from sin, God still loved us. And so John put it so well in 1 John 3:1. Just look at the love the Father hath lavished upon us. He had called us his children. And that's what Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 10. He says the same thing. He says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God, therefore through the death of his Son, much more having reconciled, we shall be saved by his life through faith. Yes, God loves all the world, even his enemies, but God loves those who accept him and are born again and washed in the blood far more than he ever could love those outside and in the world. The songwriter puts it so well. He says, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made? Were every stock on earth a quill, every scribe and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Stuart Robinson tells about a beautiful story about a little girl and her mother, and the little girl sitting on her mother's lap, and she was very fond of her mother. She called her very own mother. And she said, and one day she sat on her mother's lap. She was like rejoicing over a precious treasure. Her mother to that little girl was a great and wonderful treasure. And she was touching one after another the features of her mother's face with her little fingers, her mother's lips, her mother's eyes and cheeks and hair. And after a while, the little girl said, Mother, can I see your heart? And the mother said, well, I don't know about that, but if you look into my eyes and see if you can see anything, maybe you can. And the little girl climbed up and peered into the mother's eyes. She cried gleefully as she looked in her mother's eyes. Mother, I can see your heart. And there's a wee little girl away down in there, and it's me. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. If we look down deep in the heart of God, you'll see that that wee little girl saw. You'll see your face and you'll see my safe face. You'll see your own face because Jesus Christ paid for our sins. And when we put our faith in Him and receive Jesus Christ, and you've got to do that. There isn't any other way around. Jesus said, you must be born again. It's got to be done. And you say, I don't know how to be born again. And Jesus tells us how. He said, just ask Jesus to come into your heart, dear Jesus, and tell Him, I'm sin, dear Lord. And I ask you to come in the heart and take away my sins. And I thank you, and I'll serve you as long as I live. There's repentance, you see. Repentance means a turnabout, and we walk with Jesus and we follow Him the best of our ability. And so that wonderful Savior is there to help us. And then we have the abundance of grace, wonderful grace of God. Too many times where we will fail in our Christian pilgrimage, many times over and over, no matter how hard we try, we just can't help it. We're going to fail. And when we fail, we just want to feel so bad. But when we fail, I tell you what to do. Call on the wonderful grace of God. Don't be afraid to call upon His grace, because God says in Paul's writings, my grace is sufficient for thee. Our grace abounded, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And that wonderful grace of God is there for every repentant believer. And there's no end to the grace of God. When the apostle tells us, and where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Romans 5:10, the Living Bible makes it to read like this. That the more we see our sinfulness, the more we see God's abounding grace forgiving us. Friend, don't be afraid to draw on the grace of God, the wonderful grace of God. There is help and encouragement there. And that abundance of grace will cover all of our sins and take us safely home. And then the power of a sin, then he goes on to tell us, that we have the power of sin and the devil. We are delivered from that. In Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, but you are not under law, but under grace. And that old devil will drive you crazy. And when you're through with him, you find his old law that's condemning you on every breath you take is the wonderful, beautiful, shining grace of God. What does it say? Sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 8:6-14. For you're not under law, you're under grace. The law cannot intimidate us because we're not under the law, we're under grace. We do not serve the Lord because of the law. We serve the Lord because of law. And the indwelling of God's wonderful Holy Spirit gives us the strength and help to overcome sin. Even Satan, with all of his power, is subject to the power of the Holy Spirit. And St. John talks about that in 1 John 4:6. He writes, ye are of God, little children, and ye have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That Holy Spirit within us, God, the Holy Spirit within us, is greater than Satan and all of his demons and all of the devil and all of his destruction power. Yes, we have power over sin and we have power over the devil. And then we have the assurance of salvation. We know that we have eternal life because this wonderful Savior tells us, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son of God, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God believeth on him. If you believe and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil can never touch you. So what did Jesus say? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And he says, and they shall never perish. That's John 10, 27 to 29. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them me, is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He holds us in his hand. I'm not holding on to Jesus. Jesus is holding on to me. Don't forget it, my friend. The gospel writer John tells us, he who hath the Son hath life. Who does not have the Son does not have life. And then he says again, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And that you continue to believe in the Son. So trust this wonderful joy, Lord. And then he gives us joy unspeakable, whom having not seen, we love. And deep in our hearts, there's a wonderful love and a wonderful joy. And so Jesus tells us, John 14, 27, this is what he says. He promised all the people that trusted him, put their faith in him. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have joy and peace and security in Jesus all the way. And we have victory over death when we come to Jesus. Once I feared death. I was frightened. It was frightening and fearful. It's almost 80 years now, and I remember one of my classmates died, Glenn Lockman. And I was a pallbearer at his funeral. I looked into that casket, and I saw that pasty face, the hands crossed and the eyes closed, and I thought I would die myself. But now it is different. Fear is all gone. Death doesn't frighten me because I know Jesus Christ is in my heart and I will never die. St. Paul said in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The Living Bible makes it to read, for to me, living means opportunities for Christ, and well, and dying, well, that's better yet. In other words, the apostle is telling us, look forward to death, anticipate death, never fear death. Many believers have found joy at death. Daniel Webster on the night of his death, October 24th, 1852, was about to leave this world. And his doctor, Dr. Jeffries, knowing Mr. Webster's religious faith, suggested he might read one of Webster's famous hymns. And Webster nodded, yes. And Dr. Jeffries read the opening verse of William Cowper's beautiful hymn, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. He read on until he finished the stanza. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. When this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Then, although Webster's tongue was one of the most, least feeble and stammering of human tongues, clear as a bell replied, amen, amen, amen. Dwight L. Moody, a few hours before going home to heaven, caught a glimpse of the glory awaiting him. Awakening out of a sleep, he said, earth recedes, heaven opens before me. If this is death, it is sweet. There is no valley here. God is calling me, and I must go. And his son, who was standing by his bedside, said, no, Father, you are dreaming. And Moody said, no, I am not dreaming. I have been within the gates. I have seen the children's faces. And a short time elapsed, and then, following what seemed to the family to be the death struggle, he spoke out, this is my triumph. This is my coronation day. It is glorious. Martin Luther said, our God is the God from whom cometh salvation and is the Lord whom we escape death. John Wesley says, the best of all is to come. God is with me. Farewell, farewell, earth. And Adoniram Judson said, I am not tired of my work, neither am I tired of the world. Yet when Christ calls me home, I shall go with the gladness of a boy bounding away from school. Yes, yes, indeed, we have the victory over death, this wonderful, wonderful Savior. And I have the hope, a home over there. And he talked about that home over there. He said, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry, he said. St. John had a glimpse of that home. And he wrote about that home and he said, and I saw heaven and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21, verse 14. The one great prospect of the Christ is glorious, and all the prospects of dying and going to be with the Lord is a wonderful, glorious prospect that we look forward to. Living or dying, my friends, we are the Lord's. I read about a little old lady, and she was traveling from Buffalo, New York to Cleveland, Ohio. She's going by boat. A terrible storm came upon the boat, and it appeared they might have not survive. And many were crying, and many were praying, and many were going about half insane. And the little old lady was just as calm and collected and praising Jesus, talking about Jesus. And somebody said to her, how can you be so calm when you're in such danger? You may sing at any moment. And the lady replied, I'm just sitting here loving my Lord, not caring about what may happen. You see, she said, I have two daughters. One died last year and went to be with the Lord. The other daughter lives in Cleveland. I was just sitting here wondering which one of them I was going to visit, the one in Cleveland or the one in heaven. That's the way to live. Knowing that you have that wonderful, wonderful Savior and that he has had victory over death, and it's going to be a day of rejoicing when we meet that wonderful Lord. Esther Rochelle has written a little poem. She put it like this, when we see Christ, oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear, we're tempted to complain, to murmur in despair. Christ shall soon appear and catch his bride away, all tears forever over in God's eternal day. Sometimes the sky looks dark and not a ray of hope. Ye are tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problems. Just go to him in prayer. The day will soon be o'er, all storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide to heaven safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a joy, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished and we'll lay our burdens down. And then the last stanza. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. My dear friend, would you like to be like that? Would you like to have that hope? Would you like to have that inheritance? All of those spiritual inheritances? I'll tell you how to get them. You come to Jesus and you say, dear Jesus, I've sinned against you. And I ask you if you'll please take away my sins. Come into my heart and cleanse me and may take away my sins. And Jesus, I'll follow you the best I can, because Jesus says you need to repent. You have to turn to God and tell him, oh, Jesus, I'll follow the best I can. And then say, Jesus, thank you. Amen. And God will save your soul and you'll be in heaven when that time comes. Now, if you've said that prayer and you prayed that prayer, you write to us. We'll send you literature. Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. And you write to us and we'll send you literature. Wherever you are in the world, we'll send it to you. And if you want to help us in the work, or if you want to have the new song, you write to us and let us know. Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402, USA. Now I want to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the multitudes that have come to you today and are born again into the kingdom of God. And I thank you for all of dear Christians. Maybe some on beds of sickness. Maybe they're teenagers. Maybe they're little children having struggles. But you've blessed them all and see them all and you help them all. And I just thank you, Lord, that you love us and care for us. You did it so much, you died for us. And now we thank you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to follow you and serve you as long as we live. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to thank you for this time together, and we just thank you for opening up your door. We pray you made a decision for the Lord. Maybe you're having hard times today. Maybe you just lost a loved one. Just talk to him about Jesus, about that. Through Jesus, you'll be together again. You young people don't know which way to turn. You just trust Jesus. He loves you. He'll help you. Then you write to us. Remember our address there, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota. We'll write to you. We'll answer. And so let's do that. And then next week, the Lord willing, we'll gather again around the throne of grace to worship and praise our wonderful Lord. God bless you, everyone.
My dad loved to preach because he got to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. For the 76 years he was a pastor, he wanted everyone to know that Jesus loved them, died for them, and rose again, so that anyone who calls upon his name and repents of their sin will have eternal life in heaven. And for those of us that have received Jesus and are born again, Dad wanted to encourage us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. I'm Mike Salem. To learn more about having a relationship with Jesus, visit our website at cwh.org. You can also stream this message again, as well as other 30 and 60 minute programs. Locate a station in your area. Subscribe to our monthly newsletter called A New Song. View frequently asked questions answered by Pastor Salem, as well as newly released devotions. And submit a prayer request on our Pray For Me page. Our weekly program will also be available on our website, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel. We hope you have been uplifted by today's program. Please pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel through the Christian Worship Hour. We would be most grateful. Thank you, and God bless you.